أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق، الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله. Today is 20th of Shawwal 1441 after Hijra, equivalent to 11 of 12 equivalent to 12th of June 2020. Inshallah, today we are going to continue with our lesson on Fiqh al-Sharia with the book of Ahl al-Akhdari fi al-Ibadati an Fiqh Imam Maliki. Today we are going to look into another new topic which is so important and extremely important to say. It's concern women. This topic specifies the woman. It talks about menstruation, faslun fil haidi, but both the female and the male are to know this knowledge, because as a man, if you know it, you will teach your daughter, you will teach your wife, you will teach your sisters, you will teach your relatives. Because most especially your daughter, it is your own primary duty to teach your words. So inshallah, today we are going to look through. So from the text, Malan is saying, وَالنِّسَاءُ مُبْتَدَأَةٌ وَمُؤْتَادَةٌ وَحَامِلُونَ. Women concerning menstruation, menstrual period, they are divided into three categories. Concerning menstruation, women are categorized into three. One, we have al-mubtada'at, the beginner, the one who just commenced menstruation. Maybe this is her first time, second or third. She can be referred to as a beginner, or even she is not up to a year, can be called a beginner. So she is still studying. This is the time she is noticing the discharge for the first time or second time or third time, like that. Time to time she is studying it, she is understanding its nature and other changes, and also the physiological changes she realized from her body and body system at large. So that's first category. And we have wamu'tadatun, we have a habitual menstrual woman, someone who is habitual. She has been seeing the menstrual blood. This is not her first time. She has been for more than a year, 3 years, 4 years, or more than that, she has been menstruating. So that one, she knows many things about menstruation. She knows the dates, the period, the time. She knows many things. She knows her body reaction towards it. So that one is mu'tada. And we have hamil, pregnant woman. So because we are talking about menstruating, at times most the general rules is that once a woman is pregnant, menstruation ceased. But in some cases, you find a woman with her pregnant and nothing happened to the pregnancy, but she is observing menstruation. So it's nothing. There are women like that. So these are the three categories, and each has their rules and regulation differently from the others. So please, we should try and understand. The knowledge of this Knowing all this, as I said, both for both male and female, it was reported from Abi Zarr al-Ghifari from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا ذر لأن تغدو فتعلم آية من كتاب الله خير لك من أن تسلم مئة ركعات. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said يا أبا ذر الغفاري يا أو يو أبا ذر لأن تغدو فتعلم آية من كتاب الله. For you to wake up in a day and learn a particular ayah, a single verse, min kitabillahi, from the book of Allah, khayrul laka, is far more rewarding to you, min an tusallimi ata raka'atin, than to perform 100 raka'ah. Subhanallah, look at just to learn one verse from the Holy Quran. And also he continued, he said, ولا أن تغدو فتألم بابا من علم علم به أو لم يعم يؤمل خير من أن تصلي ألف ركعة. He said, and wallahi, la lam al-qasmi, la an tagdua, for you to wake up in a day, fata'allama baban min al-ilmi, and learn a particular topic from knowledge. He did not specify the knowledge, any knowledge. Ulima bihi aw lam yu'mal, you practicalize it, you work with it, you act according to that knowledge, aw lam yu'mal bi, or you did not. Khayrun min an tusalli alfa raka'atin, it is better for you, it is far rewarding than to perform 1000 raka'ah. So this one is even times 10 of the first one. So this is what ulama say in this hadith, that it does not mean, it's not encouraging you to go and learn something and refuse to act on it. Because ulama say, mal ilmu illa al-amal bi, there is no knowledge if you are not working with it. If you know something and you are not using it, or you are not acting according to it, then you will be kamathali al-himari yahmilu asfara, just like a donkey with books, carrying books. It's a donkey, yeah, he's an animal, but carrying book, what does that change? So may Allah forgive us and protect us from that. So what ulama says is that this hadith is not encouraging you not to act on any knowledge you know. It is compulsory upon you to act and practice whatever knowledge you know. You understand? Because another hadith is saying, وَيْلُ لِمَنْ عَلِمَ ثُمَّ لَا يَعْمَلُ. There is hellfire for those who know and they did not practice what they know. But some knowledge like this of Haida, as a man, you learn Haida. You know what Haida is. You know what menstruation is. You know its extent. You know all the rules and regulations guiding it. But are you menstruating? Are you going to practicalize it? No, you will not. So this is what the hadith is saying. You act on it, you work with it or not. So this kind of knowledge, you know it, but you are not going to practice it, except for you to transfer it or teach it to others. May Allah protect us. So he continues saying from the text, وَأَكْثَرُ الْحَيْدِ لِلْمُبْتَدَأَةِ 15 يَوْمًا. The maximum days, the maximum length of Haida, of menstruation, لِلْمُبْتَدَأَةِ, for a beginner, for the one that starts menstruation, 15 يَوْمًا, is 15 days. Now it's giving us the maximum limit, the period in which you will be menstruating. It will not exceed 15 yom. And then you ask me, what is the minimum? There is no limit to the the minimum. There is no minimal range. You will not say the minimal is one day. No, there is a woman that can menstruate for an hour and that's all, or the blood will just rush once and that's all, even maybe less than an hour, and she will not observe any other blood discharge till another month, and that's her menstruation. So even if it is for 1 hour, it's menstruation. And if it is 2 days, 1 day, 3 days, 4 days, above that, it will not exceed 15. So you should get it for you as you are starting. Then it is for you to be observant. How many days? The first one that comes, spend 2 days. There might be changes. At times it will come and you have 2 days for a starter. It might come and do 4 days, but with time it will stabilize. You understand? Then you know something, you know your feast date. Although due to your nature and lifestyle, something might make it to change and other things, but no matter what, it will not exceed 15 days, except if, and if it does, that means it's not menstruation, it's not menstrual period, is sickness. Then you have to seek for medical attention. So he continued by saying, walil mu'tadatin adatuha, for a habitual woman, adatuha, she should stick to her habit. For a habitual woman should stick to her habit. What does that mean? It means if you have been observing your menstruation for three days every month, or for 4 days, or five days, as the case may be, then stick to it. You already know your time. So because now all what he's trying to tell us is the limit. You understand? So you already know your limit since you have been doing it. So stick to your habit. فَإِنْتَمَادَ بِهَدَّمُ, if she stick to her habit that it's 3 days and it comes for 3 days, and she observe all the sign of skipping of the blood, stoppage of the blood stop coming, she observe all the sign, and she went and perform her bath, her ritual bath. So if the blood comes back after you finish everything and it comes back after that 3 days, then zadat salasata ayyamin, then you should add 3 more days. So if your habit is 3 days, then add 3 days, making it six. If it does not stop after that 3 days, add another 3 days. If it not, add another 3 days, you or till you reach 15. If your habit is 10 days, then add 3 days, making 13. If it stop at 13, fine. If it does not, you add 2 days, making 15. Then you will not add anything after 15. If your habit is 14 days, you are to add 1 day. If your habit is 13 days, you are to add 2 days. If your habit is 15 days, then you are not to add anything immediately after that 15, whether the blood stop, whether it does not stop. You will perform your ritual baths, continue your ibadah, continue all your obligations. Hope you understand. And also you should observe the nature of the first blood and the second blood. Usually you find that they are all the same thing. You can assess the odor, the color, and other features of the blood. If there is any change, then you can know. Because immediately after that 15 days, even if blood will continue flowing, it will change, the odor will change, and also the color will change. Because that one is a sickness. Maybe there is a rupture from one of the vein, then it's keep releasing blood. So next, so that is how you will be adding 3 days till you reach 15 days. Once after 15, you are not to add. If you have been adding 3 days, then you add the last 3 days you added, make of 13 or 14. Then what you should add next is 2 or 1, as the case may be. Walil hamili, for a pregnant woman, ba'da salasata ashhurin khamsata ashara yawman, a pregnant woman after 3 months, some do observe blood discharge. So her days is normal 15 days. So she should be observing that the flow of the blood for 15 days. Yawman wana hawa all the likes. Wabada sitati ashhurin ishuruna. And after 6 months, the blood might exceed 15 days. And it's still menstrual period, but it will not exceed 20 days. Wana hawa and the likes. Fa in tapat da adamu. Lafakat ayyamuha hatta takmala adatuha. And if the blood skip, then she should add all her days. Your habit is 3 days. Then now it continues. You added 2 days. Then to that two, sorry, you added 3 days. Then that 3 days, add them with the first 3 days. Even if after the first blood there was 1 day, you were free without any blood flow that month, that day, or there are even 5 days. Once the first blood and the second blood is there is no interval of more than 10 or 15 days, then it's still one single menstruation. You understand? But if there is the interval of 15 this or above, then that means it's another new menstruation, because there are some also women that observe two menstrual period in 1 month. There are some, so let's get it right. So once the blood skip for the last time, then you add all the days. Wala yahid all the days, and you should be sure that it's not up to or does not exceed 15 days. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لِلْحَائِدِ صَلَاتٌ. And also, it is not allowed for a menstruating woman, salatun, to observe prayers. وَلَا صَوْمٌ, and she will not observe fasting. Wala dawafun, and she will not circumambulate around the Kaaba. Wala masu mushafil, and she will not touch the Quran. Wala dukhulil masjidi, and she will not enter the mosques. So all these things she is not allowed to do. She will not say her salah, she will not fast. Even if it is in Ramadan, she should continue eating until the blood ceased. And she will not circumambulate, even if she is on Hajj, she is performing her pilgrimage. Wala masjid, and she will not touch the Quran. Wala dukhul masjid, and she will not enter masjid at that particular period. Wa alayha qada'u sawmi, and she has to pay back fasting duna salah, but she is not going to pay any salah that pass while she is menstruating. But any fast that she skip due to her period, she have to replace it after Ramadan. Wa qira'atuha ja'izatun, her recitation is allowed. For a menstruating woman who memorized the Quran or memorized some verses or some hizb, she is allowed to continue reciting while in her period, but she should not touch. So also, she can use her phone and recite, but she is not going to touch the script of the Quran. Ja'izatun wala yahillu li zawjiha farjiha, and it is not allowed, it is not permissible for her spouse to enjoy with her. It is not allowed for her husband to enjoy with her. Wala ma bayna surratiha, whatever it is between her navel, wa rukbatayha, and her knee, it is not allowed for her husband, because in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَهِيدِ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَتَهُرْنَ. You should leave your wives while they are menstruating, and you should not meet with them until they are clean, they are pure, and perform their ritual baths. So this is what this is the end of the chapter. I hope you are able to grab what we are trying to say. The main important thing is to know your menstrual period. How many days does it come? If it exceeds, what happened? Then what should you do? You should add 3 days like that until it exceeds, it reaches 15 days. After 15 days, you are not to add anything, and you continue, you perform your ritual bath and continue your ibadah. But for that kind of situation, you will be performing wudu for each salah. Once after 15 days and blood is still coming to you, you will continue your ibadah. But once you want to perform any salah, even if nothing vashade the wudu, that flow of blood is compulsory for you to perform wudu for each salah, for any salah. So and other things, so you understand better. As I said, these are the basis, but when you find any changes from what you've learned, you can always forward your question, ask what is the ruling of this and this. So by that doing, you will get to perfect, and by that doing, you will be safe. We hope Allah to benefit us with what we learn. Where there is any mistake, Allah should oversee it and benefit us with all what we've said. With this, where we stop, inshallah, next week we are going to look into a new topic, inshallah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.